So, we're going to start today's daf. We'd like to learn Zchus for Refuah Shleima for Gittul Necha Baschana, who's undergoing a procedure this morning. Learning should be Zchus for a successful operation. Okay. Amen. We are on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, I think five lines from the top, by Tana Idach. So we're in the middle of discussing the Pasuk of Bal Hashor Naki. Right? The full Pasuk is Ki Yigach Shor Es Ish, O Es Isha, for sure, Gore is a man or a woman. Vameis, and the man or woman dies. Sakol yisakel ashor, the shore shall surely be stoned. Velo yeechel asmisaro, and becomes asan lohana. Ubal hashor naki, and the owner of the shore is clean. Ubal hashor naki, tani idach, another way of learning the pasuk of bal hashor naki. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, naki midme vlados, that the bal hashor is pater from paying, if I get, we're talking about the short time that gores is part of paying the chatzi demei vlados. If vlados are killed, he does not have to pay half of the amount of the damages for the vlados. Right? Rashi says, nugget chatzisha v'yotzi yiladeha. So Gemara says, so Amala Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, why do I need you to this pasuk to tell me that you don't pay, that the Baal HaShor is pater? Harei Omer already says, by demei vlados in a different pasuk. It says, what's the pasuk in Mishpatim? V'chi yinatsuwa nashim, two men are fighting each other. V'nagfu ishahara, and they accidentally swung, and they hit a pregnant woman. V'yatsu yiladeha, and her children were killed, or her fetus was killed. V'lo yiason, machlokus, how to read that, we're going to read it here now, as it being that, and she doesn't die, meaning she doesn't die, but she miscarries, right? Anoshi anesh, kasher yishis, alav bal ha'isha, v'nasam miflilim, so you have to pay, you know, you pay for the damage of the offspring. But it says, ki yinashu anashim, if people are fighting and cause the miscarriage, so anashim v'lo shvarim, only people have to kill the offspring pay, but a shore that kills the offspring does not pay. So what do you need to tell me that Baal HaShor Naki is coming to teach me that you part of Mitzvah Vlados? So the Gemara says, Shapir Kama Rabbi Kiva. It's a good claim. Rabbi Kiva seems to make a good taina. So what's Rabbi Yosef really going to answer? Amar Rav Ula B'Reid Rav Idi. So Rav Ula's name Rav Idi says, Itzrach. No, I need to learn from the Pasuk of Naki that the shore is part of Mitzvah Vlados. It's not enough from the Pasuk of Anashim because I would have had a havmi to say when it says anashim velo shvarim, that is only with hadomim lanashim. That's only with the animals that are similar to met to people, which are what ma anashim muadim adam muad l'olam. So a person is a muad, and therefore, so you see that muad would be chayev. Av shvarim muadim. So too muadim are chayev are putter. Right? That was, it says anashim. So the only thing that would be putter, you learn that from anashim, is something that's similar to an ish. What's similar to an ish? A shermuad would be putter. Right? But tam mechayev. But a tam that killed, that caused the miscarriage, would be chayev to pay chatzim dvei vlados. Therefore, kasa rachman and bal ashor naki putter. So therefore, we need the pasuk of bal ashor to tell that even a tam is putter. Of course, what are you talking about? See, right? That means outside it. So a muad is going to be putter, a tam is going to be chayev. When do you have that? That's backwards. That's what the next line says. Amarava, it gives a mashal, Yatsiva ba'ara v'giyore b'shmei shmaya. I think it means that Yatsiva is like the citizens are lower on the ground, and the giyora and those strangers who come into the town, they're shmei shmaya, they're on top. Meaning, topsy-turvy. It's upside down. I don't know how he types those words, but that's what I think Yatsiva...
The logic seems clearly inverted.
Right, well, that's what it means, but I'm sorry, that's the intent.
It's on the ground.
The citizens on the ground?
The aliens
and the aliens in Shemaya. Okay, that's what that's. So it's upside down.
Is the native born to be on earth and the stranger the highest heavens?
Right. Okay. So okay. Fine. So we got it right. Good. But exactly what Yoni said. Though what it means though is you have a topsy turvy logic over here. How do you have a Tom Chayev and a Muad Potter? So Ella Amarava. So what do I need? So back to the question of what do we need Baal HaShor Naki to teach me that the shore is Potter from Tvei Vlados? So therefore, El Amarava Itzrich. I need the pasuk of Baal HaShor Naki to teach me that the shore is parted from the lados, and Anashim is not sufficient because Slachlei Dechamina. I would have thought to say Anashim are Chayiv, Velo Shvarim, and Shvarim are not Hadomim LaAnashim, which is a Shor Muad. So Ma Anashim Muadim, Ma Shvarim Muadim, and Kavachor LaTamid Ptirim. So I would have said as follows: a man who causes the miscarriage is chayev. A shor domet to the man is also is putter, because it says anashim, so it's muad. And if a muad is putter, kavachomer the tam is putter. So now I'm across the board, I have a ptur of the shvarim, and therefore, right, and the kavachomer the tam is putter. So then the Torah comes back and says, bala shor yinaki, to teach me to put back in that tam is putter, but muad is chayev. Meaning, so from the word of anashim, I learned that man is pater, a muad is chayev. I would have had a kal vachomer to Tam, to say that Tam is also chayev, so therefore, comes Bob, right, I would have had a, right, I would have had a kal vachomer to the Tam, and also to say that it's pater, and therefore comes the Baal Shor Makid telling that the Tam is pater. According to this, though, if a Shor Muad causes the miscarriage, you would have to pay. You would not have, you would
have to pay.
You would have to pay.
Right.
Right, you would have to pay, and it's only the Tam that's pater. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava now, Elamayato, according to this drasha, what about Boshes? Right, what comes out of Boshes? Boshes has the same words of Anashim in it. So Gabi Boshes, Nami Neimahachi, should say the same thing that Gabi Boshes. Rashi says, look at Gabi Boshes. Says Gabi Boshes Nami, the Kaimalon, we're going to establish from Daf Pezayin, that Shoro Shebiyesh Pater, that there's no Chi of Boshes for damage done by a Shor. The Nafgulon, and we learn it out from a Pasuk that says, Michi Yinatsu Anoshim Yachtov, right? Ish Vachi Vikarva Ishas, and then the woman comes and grabs him. So you see that Boshes only applies by people. The Hainu Boshes, right? So name are the same thing. So say Anoshim, if you have the word Anoshim by Boshes, say the same thing that what? That anashim below shvarim hadomim lanashim. That that's only men are put archive in boshes, and not shvarim who are similar to men. Ma anashim muadim, ashvar muadim, kavachom latamim diptiri, and therefore you would have a kavachom latam would be put from boshes. And then you have another pasuk that says balashor naki, also by boshes. It has another pasuk that says balashor naki, or maybe learn it from our pasuk, balashor naki. To teach us that a tam is pater from boshes and muad chayev, because we have the same limud. You have the same limud, and you would end up having a tam chayev and boshes. But we know that there is no boshes when it comes to the damage caused by a shor. So maybe you'll say v'chitei mahachanami. So maybe you're saying hachanami. Maybe Yosef Lili argues and says that gabi boshes, the tam is chayev for boshes. Maybe it's not chayev for boshes. So the Gemara says ihachi. If that's the case, listenay. Then what does Rabbi Yosef Lili says? It says balashor naki. Rabbi Yosef Lili omer pator. Midmei Vlados, but then he should say Pater Midmei Vlados Umi Boshes. In other words, if he's going to learn the same limud back and forth, the statement that Rabbi Yosef Glili says was Balashar Naki. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Naki Midmei Vlados. Tell me that the Tam is Pater Midmei Vlados because I would have had him Chayev because I have him Chayev by I have the Muad Chayev, so I need Balashar Naki to teach me that the Tam is Pater. So if he's going to say that the same limit applies to Boshes, he should have said Baal Sharnaki, Omer, reversely, Omer, Potem Dei Vlados, Umi Boshes. You have to have the same limit. He should have mentioned that also in his statement. He doesn't mention that in his statement. The fact he doesn't mention that in his statement means that Rav Yosef Glili does not learn this in his drush of the Mevlados, but why not? It's the exact same limit. So I still have a problem that he's not learning this limit. Because he was learning this limit, he was learning that for Boshes also. So I'm still stuck. What does he need Baal Sharnaki for? So Ella Amma Abaye Virav Ella Abaye Virav the Amri Tarvayu, they both explain it as follows. Okay. Let's read it. It says Anashim Ain Asom Bi Isha Ye and Shu, Yesh Asom Bi Isha Lo Ye and Shu, Velo Shvarim the Afagav Deish Asom Ye and Shu, Hadakas Rachman Bashwanaki de Ptor. So the passage that we brought down was that the men are fighting and they hit the woman. And it says that there's no Asom, meaning the woman doesn't die. The woman doesn't die, then they pay. If the woman does die, they wouldn't pay, because you have kimli v'derabimni, because you be chayev misa for killing the woman. So they wouldn't pay.
And the fetus, would they put it?
No, fetus has no chayev misa if you kill a fetus. But if you kill as soon as the woman...
But if you kill the woman, then the fetus...
There's no payment, because you're chayev misa for the woman. So there's kimli v'derabimni. If the woman doesn't die, then you're chayev to pay damages for the fetus that you aborted.
That's only a vlad after 40 days, right?
I don't know. Whatever the halach is. I don't know. So Elam, so the Gemara says, so look at Rashi again. Elam Rabbi Barava the Amri Tavayu, Lahachi Itzterich. Rashi explain this. The Imid Rabbi Akiva, if from Rabbi Akiva, which was Anashim, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Anashim Velo Shvarim, so Hachi Midrash. This is how we would have learned. Anashim Hu Dechi Yesh Asom Bi Isha Lo Yanshu. That only if there's man killed would there be no monetary obligation, right? But if an ox caused the death, I would have thought afilu yesh ason yanshu b'dmei vlados. I would have said that they still would have had to pay the leka b'chiyamisa because the owner has no chiyamisa there. There would have been no kimle. So for Rabbi Akiva, just from a nashim, you would have thought that even if the woman died, then there would be a monetary obligation. The only thing Anash has come to teach me is this concept of Kimlei. Kamash Malan comes to Yosef Glee to tell me, Balashor Naki, to tell me no matter what, that even if the case of the woman dies, or not does the woman die, the Balashor is Naki completely across the board and doesn't have to make any restitution for the damage caused to the fetus. So that's where we're at now. Comes Rav Ada Bar Ava and says, no. So Maskif Rav Ada Bar Ava. So, Mati, you need to ask me, how can Ada Bar Ava be asking a question on a Bayi Rava? Rav Ada, right, the Rav Ada Bar Ava lived in the time of Rebbe. Bayi Rava are third generation of Amoraim. So the answer is, as always, either he lived, there are three answers, either he lived a really long life, either it's a different Ada Bar Ava, or he changed the gears to a different person. That's the whole.
What he would say, right. Not even
right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, so there's a fourth answer. Okay. Okay. So Maskif Lo Rav. Right. So the Rabbi in Chanal changes the gears to Rav Ada Bar Abba.
That's
so change.
What?
So Mas. I think I don't know. Change the gears like a last resort. The last resort. I think. I don't know. Maskif Lo Rav Ada Bar Abba. So atu ba'ason talya milsa, bekavana talya milsa. What are you telling me? That whether or not the person is chayiv to pay the rest of the monetary, it depends on whether she dies or not. It depends on kavana. What does that mean? Okay. So, let's look at Rashi. So he says, atu ba'ason, according to Vayva Rava, what happens here now is whether or not, whether the payment obligation for the fetus depends on whether or not the woman dies. So Rav Rava says, that's not pshat, that's not true. The payment obligation doesn't depend on whether or not she dies. The payment obligation depends on whether or not they had kavana, their intent was to hit her, or to kill her. Because there's a machlokas in Sanhedrin. If I lawyers are always concept of transferred intent, right? Okay, transferred intent. Right. If I swing to hit you, and instead of hitting you, I hit somebody else, not you, per se, somebody, you know, you, and I hit somebody else, then am I chayav misa for killing that guy? Because I had intent to kill, but I didn't have intent to kill him. Those are machlokas in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, whether that you're still chayev. Or do you, in order to be chayev misa, I have to have intent to hit you, and I actually hit you, and then you die. So let's look at Rashi.
Called a vicarious liability.
No, that's not vicarious liability.
That's not vicarious liability at all.
Third party.
No, there's no third party. This is called transferred intent.
It's called transferred intent.
Transferred intent. So. So the Gemara says, so. Atu ba'ason talya milsa v'kavan talya milsa. So Gemara says, so Rashi says, v'afilu yesh ason ba'isha. Even if the woman dies, ye'enshu in this kavin l'chaveiro, they would still get punished. They would still have to make payment, restitution, if her kavana was to kill somebody else. The two of them are fighting. Eir fighting, Reuven fighting Shimon, and they kill. And Reuven swings and hits Shimon. Leah right walks across and he kills Leah. So he had no intent to hit Leah. So according to this, then they would still have to make monetary restitution payment because there was no, she's no chiyuv misa for Leah, right? Because the sphere laid Rav Ada ki Rav Shimon, because Rav Ada holds like Rav Shimon, the Amr Masecha Sanhedrin be'elu Nisrafim, who says in the final test in Sanhedrin, Niskavin laharagat zeh, pater mi misa v'chayiv mamon. There's pater mi misa, so there's pter misa, then you chayiv mamon. But we have to point out, Rashi points out also, we saw a few days ago the Tana de Rav Chizkiya, who said that Kinle Rabine applies even if it's shogay, even if it's ba'ones, meaning as long as you did an action that had you done it b'mezid, it would have caused you chiyah misa, you still have the concept of Kinle Rabine. So it's a machlokas of Shimon and
there's no kinle because you can't put the person to death.
Understood.
Kinle doesn't work in gulfs.
But the time of Chizkiya said that it does. Time of Chizkiya we saw the other day.
Kinle with
gulfs? Kinle worked, so then Daflamet Hey, that Kinle applies to any act that had you done it b'mezid, there would have been a chiyuv misa. So even if you did it b'shogeg, b'onus, b'lo b'ratzon, it still you would have the concept of kinle. Because had you done it b'mezid, you would have been chiyuv misa. That was the time of Rebbe Chizkiya. Look up on Daf Lamed Hey. Right. So the less late the time of Rebbe Chizkiya, the Amar lo chalakta b'miskavon she'en miskavon lichiyuv mamon ela potcher mamon. Right. So therefore, what v'lo yia ason de krab b'chaveiro kadarish le. So that's what we're talking about. Fine. But the question of Rav Ada Bar Ava is that you're telling me now is that you're learning that it all depends on whether or not the woman dies or not. It doesn't depend on whether the woman dies or not. It depends on whether you had kavanah or not. So your answer is just knocked out. Your answer is knocked out, Abaye and Rava, because you said, I need Baal HaShor Naki to teach me that the shore would be, because you would have thought the shore would be chayev whether she dies or not, comes Baal HaShor Naki to tell me that the shore is always potter. But whether she dies or not doesn't make any difference to the person either. So that's not the limud. So Ella, Amar, Rava comes and says the following answer. What do I need? Had I just had the drasha of Anashim, again, the whole thing now is because Rabbi Yosef Lili said, I need Baal HaShor HaNaki to tell me that the Baal HaShor is Patra from the Mei Vlados. And Rabbi Kiva said, what do you need Baal HaShor HaNaki for? We already have the pasuk that says Anashim. So final answer, Ela Amar of Adab Rava, Anashim, if I just said Anashim, Rabbi Kiva says, Ki Niskavnu Ze La Ze, that they would be Afal Gav Sheish HaSom B'Isha Ye'an Shu. That if it's just an anashim, if they had kavana for each other, and then they hit the woman, even if she died, there would be a chiyuv to pay. And ki niskavnu liisha atzma lo yanshu. But if they had kavana for some reason, they saw this woman walking across, and they got so frustrated with the fact that she's breaking into their fight, and they had kavana to hit her, then they would lo yanshu. They wouldn't have to pay for the vlados. Velo shvarim. But you would have thought by shvarim that feel niskavnu liisha atzma. That by they would have thought, but by shvarim you'd have thought that even if they had kavana for this woman, they would still have to pay monetary restitution. So therefore, kamash malan kasev rachman the baal shor naki to teach me that the shore is patur to patiri across the board. Because again, so rather would said you would have thought that from the lashon of anashim you would have only applied the rules of anashim that if they had kavana to hit her they would be patur from chayiv mis and therefore patur from dmei vlados. But Ashur would be chayev for Dmei Vlados, so therefore we have Baal HaShor HaNaki to tell me that they're potter.
Well, why wouldn't Kimlay apply?
For what?
With the Havamina, if they want to kill women and that they have to pay money.
That means Kimlay is applied.
It is applied.
If you're paying money, if you're not paying money, then Kimlay is applied. If they want to kill each other and they killed a woman, then Kimlay would not apply and you would have to pay, right? He says, "Kinis kavnu zeh lazeh, afal gav sheish ason, even if she dies by isha, ye and shu, they would have to pay because there's no chiyav misa because they didn't have kavana for her. But kinis kavnu isha atzma lo ye and shu. But if they had kavana to kill her,
she does die,
lo ye and shu, they don't pay because of kinle. Lo ye and shu means they don't pay the monetary payment. Therefore, they pay, that means there's kinle, right? That means it's kinle. V'chein ki aser of chagai midroma. I guess that's where he's from." Right, so Rav Chagai from the south, all right, he came, Asa, the Isi Masnisa Biyade. I guess it was a different yeshiva in the south, so he didn't know, so he had a Masorah, so he had a price in his hand, Biyade Kavaseh Ravada Rava. That said exactly like Ravada Rava said, so therefore we hold the Ravada Rava. So according to this, just thinking out loud, according to Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't have Baal HaShor HaNaki to teach us this, he doesn't use it like that, so he says that everything's learned out from Anashim. So according to him, would a Baal HaShor, would the Shor who has Kavana to kill the woman, the Shor would be Chayiv? How would he learn? No, because he says they learn that from Anashim, that only men, not Shor. Okay, I'll have to look into that. Okay, fine, sorry. I digress, sorry. Okay. Next Brisa, a Baal HaShor HaNaki. Now we have another Brisa of Baal HaShor HaNaki. Talmud Chacham, we're spending like 2 days on Baal HaShor HaNaki. That's the Gemara is focusing on Baal HaShor HaNaki. Lots of Brises discussing that. So Tana Idah. The Pasuk again said Baal HaShor HaNaki. Again, it's Ki Gach Shor as Ish Oz Isha Umei Sakoy Sakel HaShor Velo Yachelas Masaro O Baal HaShor HaNaki. So the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva Omer. Now it's a Drush of Rabbi Kiva. He says Naki Midmei Eved. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that if a short time gores a slave, he's parted to pay. Usually if you kill a slave, there's a Knas to pay Shloshim Shekel. If a short Muad kills a slave, he has to pay Shloshim Shekel. Now Rabbi Kiva said in Baal HaShor HaNaki, if a short Tam gores the slaves and kills it, there is no 30 Shekel penalty. Right, there's no 30 Shekel penalty. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. So Gemara says, wait a second. Yesterday, on Amud Beis, when Rabbi Kiva said Baal HaShor HaNaki, we said Naki Michatzi Kofer. And Rabbi Kiva says, what do you mean Michatzi Chatzi Kofer? Short Tam, where do you make payment from? It's only Mikufo. And the guy, the thing is killed, it's Asur Brahana. So Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, just tell the guy, what type of lima is that? You can tell the guy to go to court and collect it. He can't do anything. So why does he answer the same question on himself here by the Eved?
Baal Shor is Naki, the Baal Shor is Naki. He says, V'neim Rabbi Kiva l'namshe. Rabbi Kiva should ask himself, V'alo atzmo, all the chiyuv on the short time, ein mishtalem ele migufo, was only paid out from the body of the short time. Hey, v'yeh l'beis di v'shom l'cha. So the Baal Shor can simply say, yeah, go to Beis Din and collect. He can't collect, obviously. It's a sarcastic comment. He can't collect. So why doesn't Rabbi Kiva just ask, why does he need a pasuk to tell me that the short time doesn't pay for the short time doesn't pay the 30 shekel, which would be 15 shekel, for the Eved? There is nothing to pay from. Right. The short is dead. The same question had Rabbi Yossi Glili. He should have it on himself. So the Gemara says, Amr of Shmuel Bar Yitzhak. Shmuel Bar Yitzhak says as follows. Rabbi Kiva is talking about the case. Kishekodam ba'alav ushichato. The owner of the goring ox, before the psak din, goes ahead and shechs the shor. And therefore, if it's before the psak din, there's no isser hanah. There's no isser hanah. You're not allowed to do that, obviously. But if he went ahead and did it, he preempted the isser hanah. So then now there is something to collect from. He says, kishkadam balav, Rashi says, kodam shenigmar din itzrich lekrolim ifterei. So Mar says, wait a second. Right? So he says, right, let's read, sorry, so ahead, Amar Asumar Yitzhak, kishkadam balav ishchato, ma'ur etem elit shalei minei. So you would have thought now that there's no isser hanah, so now you would have to make the payment. Pay 15 shekel worth to the aggrieved owner of the slave. So Kamash Malan, therefore Rabbi Kiva has the pasuk of Baal Shor Naki, that's to say, Ho'olu Barka Talahu, since the shor, even though he hasn't been killed by Basin, but he's subject to death by Basin, being subject to death by Basin is sufficient to tell me, that you don't make payment from it. So the case is, Baal Shor Naki, even if you preempted Basin, and you shechted before the Chi of Misa was pronounced, on the shore, and therefore there is no Isser Hanan. Nevertheless, because he's subject to Mises Beis Din, there is no, Baal Shor Naki teaches us that the short time doesn't pay the Chatzi Chofer. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you're telling me that, and the whole problem we had was, you could have, why do you need a pasuk? Just tell him, you wouldn't have to pay anything, because there's an Asa carcass and Beis Din, go get collected. He said, no, it's cold. He went ahead and shafted beforehand. So why don't you say it for Rabbi Yossi Glili yesterday? Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Glili also said this. Baal Shor Naki teaches me chatzi, they don't have to pay chatzi kofer. And he said, no, it can't be because there's nothing to collect from. So he said, no, kadam d'shachte. That's what Gemara says. I hachi l'Rabbi Lezer nami kishakadam d'shachte. Maybe that's his limit also. When does Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi Glili say that the Baal Shor Naki teaches us that you don't pay chatzi kofer? Right? It was chatzi kofer was his... Right, he says, Baal Shor Naki Lezer. Sorry, it's a resort of Lezer. Lezer Omer Naki Michatzi Kofer. So, why don't you say over there? That's the case also with Kadam Bishafte. So the Gemara says, Hachinam. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva said, I could have answered that. Vesavar Dilmi Isle Taima Achrina to Adif Mehai Venemele. He wanted a better answer. Maybe this is a Dachuk answer. So we'll see later on also. They're going to ask a question on Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Lezer has the same limud for Chatzi Kofer as he has for Eved. He wanted to know, maybe he has a better answer than just telling me that they changed the Metzias. Okay, so that's Rabbi Akiva's reason for not answering for Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer nami lishnei leisher kadam v'shachto. So if Rabbi Lezer didn't have a better answer, why didn't he just answer this? He should have simply said kadam v'shachto, then they don't have the problem. Okay, because if you kadam and shachto, the shor doesn't become asur b'hana, so there's something there to collect from. And you would have had to have him to collect from what's there. Kamash malam baal shor naki. Shut the air conditioner off. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So Rabbi Lezer nami lishnei leisher kadam v'shachto. So Amr lach. So Rabbi Lezer is going to answer, I can't do that because there's a difference between the case, my case I brought down over there of the kofer, and the case over here by the eved. Because Hassam over there, and maybe help me out here. So Hassam who din is kavein laharogas habehema v'harogas adam. Ha'adam. There, the case is where it was the shor had kavana to kill an animal and ended up killing the person. The shor lav bar katalahu klal. There's no chi of misa on the shor. The sakadai dechamina nechayit. So then you would have thought that in that case you would have to pay the chatzi kofer, right? So it's the kralim utes. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that he doesn't even pay the kofer because the shor is not even chi of misa. So there's no Isser Hana on the animal. So if there's no Isser Hana on that animal, you would have thought I would have had to pay the Chatzi Kofer. Kamashul and Baal Shor Naki, even in that case, I don't have to pay the Kofer. But Valhacha, in the case where you're trying to tell me, I think it's Rabbi Kiva, or in the case where you say that he got up to shech the animal, why is he getting up to shech the animal? To preempt the Isser Hana, because right. There's a Chiv Misa on the animal. So, Aval Hacha, the Mikar Bakar Talahu, Lo Tzarikra, Afagav Deshachta. He said, no, if the case is where the Shor is Chayav Misa, if the case is the Shor is Chayav Misa, just by getting up and shechting in advance, that's not going to circumvent anything. My case was, there was no Chiv Misa, so you would have thought that he would have to pay the Chatzik Ofer. So, Kashman Baal Shor Naki. But I don't need to come up and say Kadam Vishafte. You, Rabbi Kiva, need to say Kadam Vishafte because you're talking about a case with the Zechiyah of Misa on the shore. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, well, Rabbi Kiva Nami Vade Hachihava. So according to Rabbi Kiva, yeah, Eilachanami. Why do you need Baal Shor Naki? We're dealing with a case where the shore is Chayav Misa. So just because you got up and tried to preempt the Isser Hana by shechting it, you would have thought that he would now have to pay the restitution for the Eved. The shore is entity that has a chi of misa upon it. Why would you have thought that he would have to pay to tell me that you need Baal Shor Naki to exempt from that payment? So Rabbi Kiva is out from that explanation, and therefore Ela Amravasi Hai Milsa, which I think means an explanation to this. Again, Rabbi Kiva said that I need Baal Shor Naki to teach me, right? To teach me that it's a short tom that kills an eved doesn't have to pay the chatzi knas of 30 shekel, which would be 15 shekel. So why do I need that pasuk? So Ella Amar Rabbi Asi, Hai Milsa. The explanation mipi gavra rabba shmile. I heard this from an Adam Gadol umani. And who's this Adam Gadol? It's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Never said why you have to say that. Just say who you heard from. I don't know. I guess he's giving praise. Yes. He's giving praise as well. God bless you. Umanu Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Because you would have said as follows, Salka Daitach Amina, you would have thought, now we have to go over to the Shita Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that if a short tom gores or does damage to a person, that short tom has to pay Nezek Shalim. The idea of Chatzi Nezek, according to Rabbi Kiva, is only if the short gores another animal. But if the short gores or does damage to a person, even if it's a short tom, he would have to pay Nezek Shalim. So, Hoyel the Amr Rabbi Kiva Af Tam Shechavu BaAdam Mishalim BeMoser Nezek Shalim. He'd have to pay in the excess Nezek Shalim. The case is brought down where I mean, does Rashi bring it down? The case is brought down where a person at the same time the person damages the shore and the shore damages the person. So basically, you offset the damages caused to each other. And if the shore damaged more, he has to fill in that damage nezek shalim. So you see, Rabbi Kiva holds that the shore muad pays the more shore tam damaging a person pays nezek shalim. So hold the Amr Rabbi Kiva av tam shechav adam mishalim b'nosa nezek shalim. So you would say mishalim nami dimei eved mei aliyah. You would thought that he will also have to pay the dimei eved from the aliyah. So meaning you have to pay like a shor muad. You would have to pay because he killed a person. He hit a person. So you thought that he'd have to pay. So Kasa Rachmana, Baal Shor Naki, to teach me that he's potter from the Dmei Eved. Because we already know from another passage, the Shor Muad is the one who has to pay the 30 shekel to kill the Eved. Rabbi Kiva seems to hold that damage done to a human is pays full nezek for, if a shor does damage to a human, he pays full nezek. So maybe you should also pay, the restitution for the death of the slave, Kamash Malan Baal Shor Naki, to say that he's exempt. So Mara says, some of the Rav Rasi, Vahat Havi Rabbi Kiva Ligzize. Again, it's another statement. Rabbi Kiva already broke his fist. I think that means High Tavi Rabbi Kiva Ligzize.
Why he blunted his ruling.
Right, I know, I'm sorry, I know what the...
Oh, you mean literally?
Yeah, it was a literal... He broke his fist, which means he stunted... Meaning he already gave a caveat to his ruling, which was as follows. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, Yochli Shalom in Aliyah, Tamalom, Kamishma Zeh Yaselo, Megufim Shalom, Ve'en Shalom in Aliyah. Rabbi Kiva basically says that, yeah, I hold that if a short tom damages a person, he has to pay Nezek Shalom. But that Nezek Shalem is not the payment of a Shor Muad. Remember, a Shor Muad, you collect from Aliyah. You go all to his assets. A Shor Tam, you only pay Megufo. So I'm going to say, this Shor Tam that hurts a person, yes, he pays Nezek Shalem, but only Megufo. So he blunts his ruling. It's not completely, it's like a cross between a short tam and a short mu'ad. It's a short mu'ad in the amount that he's obligated to pay, but it's a short tam to the extent of where that obligation can be collected from. So if he only collect, if the animal's only worth 100 and he had 75 worth of damage, he only pays the 75, he loses that 25. So therefore, and he learns it out, because he learns after the pasuk, it says, Kemishpat hazeh yaseh lo. What's the full pasuk? I'm not sure what's it for. O ben yigach, o bas yigach, kamishpat hazeh yaseh lo. Okay, miguf mishalim v'eino mishalim min aliyah. So you would have, so you already know that the shore that does damage will only pay from the aliyah. So now you have this short tam that kills the person. He would only pay migufo. But if he's only paying migufo, where is he going to collect from?
Right.
Go to the Beis Din and collect from the dead shore. You still have the question already. So the Gemara says, what do I need Balashor Naki for Rabbi Kiva again? Again, even if he says, yes, he's granted, he holds that the shore would have to pay full damage if it damages somebody. But if it killed somebody, it has the Chi of Misa on it. So it has the Chi of Misa on it, it's Aser Behana, so I don't care that it's paying full damage or not full damage, it still wouldn't be able to collect, it's only collecting Mikufo. How would you be able to pay, what would be the Havin to say that you collect Mikufo to pay the 30 shekel for the Evet?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense. So Ella Amarava, so what I need Balashor Naki? Sakadaita Chamina, I would have thought, Hoel Umach Marani the Eved Yosemi Ben Chorin. Gemara's assumption is that the payment obligation, I guess if it kills an Eved, right? The payment obligation if it kills an Eved is more chomer than if it kills a person. Right? Is it nugget because if you kill or if you just do damage? If you kill it, okay. He thinks it's more chomer. Why? Because ben charin yofa sela no sein sela. If a free person who's worth a sela gets gored, you only pay the sela, right? Shloshim no sein shloshim. 30, you only pay 30. But eved yofa sela no sein shloshim. Even if it's only worth a sela, you pay 30. You always pay 30. That's a chumra by the eved. It's also a kula because if it's worth 1,000, you only pay 30. So I don't know why you say that this is a chumra. But that's, we'll leave that because that's the assumption of the Gemara. So therefore, since a machmir on the Eved, I would have thought, Mishtalim Nami Deve Eved Min Aliyah, that maybe I'd have to pay this money to the Eved from the Aliyah, which means I would have to pay from my estate, not just from the Gufo. Therefore, Kasar Chwana Baal Sharnaki, to teach me that I'm Pater from the Demeha Eved. And Tanya Kavase, so that's what he said. So again, so the last thing is, Rabbi Kivit says Baal Sharnaki. Why do I have to say Baal Shor Naki to tell me that you don't have to pay, my shore doesn't have to pay if it hits the Eved, the 30 shekel? Because you would have thought that since we're machmir on the Eved, that even if the Eved is only worth one seller, you pay 30 shekelim, therefore you would have to pay the 30 shekel, even if it's for the short time, right? Because you have to pay it from the estate. So you don't say from the estate, Kamash on Baal Shor Naki, and you don't have to pay it at all. You would have thought that since we're machmir by the Eved to make the payment, so therefore, if it kills it, you would still have to make the payment. Kamashma, no. Right? That's how it goes? Right, no. So, but the Shor Muad, we're Machmir. Right? If the Shor Muad, we're Machmir that no matter what the Eved is worth, you have to make 30 shekel. So you would have thought then the Shor Tam would also have to pay the 30 shekel. Kamashma, Baal Shor Naki doesn't have to pay it. Okay. Tanik Abbas the Rava. Now we have a Braisa that supports Rava. It says as follows. It says, Baal Shor Naki, the owner of the Shor will be clean. Rabbi Kiva Omer Nakami Dmei Eved. He doesn't have to pay the Dmei Eved. V'halo Dinu. Why would you have thought that? Right? Hoel B'chayev B'Eved. Since you have to pay 30 shekel, the short time gores, you have to pay 30 shekel. B'chayev Ben Chorin. If you kill the Ben Chorin, you have to pay this kofar. Mak Shechayev Ben Chorin Chilakta Ben Tamim Muad. When you had the Chiva Ben Chorin, you made a distinction between a short time and a short muad. The short muad pays the kofar. The short time does not pay the kofar. So too, by the Eved, you should nechalik ben tam lemuad. You should also make the chilik between tam and muad to tell me that only the muad has to pay the shloshim shekel, not the short tam. Va'od kal v'chomer. Also, there's a kal v'chomer. Uma ben chorim shenasan kol shavyo chilak de ben tam lemuad. A ben chorin, when you have to pay the entire value of the ben chorin, you made a distinction between the tam and the muad. Eved she'enu no same, but by the slave, where you don't pay all the value, just pay ela shloshim. You pay 30, even if the Eved's worth less, you pay 30. Eino din shenachlok bein tam lemuad. Kavachomer, you should make a distinction between Tam and Muad. What do I need Baal Shorna to teach me? The short Tam doesn't have to pay the 30 shekel for the Eved.
What's the distinction between Tam and Muad for Baal Chorin?
If a shor muad kills a ben chorin, you pay kofar. For sure, tam who does not pay the kofar. So it says lo. We could not make this drasha for the kavah chomer because Rabbi Kiva holds machmrani be eved yosir ben chorin. The eved is more chomer than ben chorin. She ben chorin and yofa sela no sin sela. Right, if ben chorin is killed and he's worth a sela, you pay a sela. Shloshim no sim shloshim. For 30, pay 30. But Eved Yafasel no sim shloshim. No matter what, you pay 30. So you may have thought that therefore, since the Eved is Chamor, therefore the short Tam would also have to pay the payment for the killing the Eved. Yochli Echayiv, Tam alomer, Baal Shor Naki, Naki mid me Eved. Again, I don't understand what's a Kabachomer because it just go the other way. If it's worth more, the Chomer gets paid more and the Eved pays less. So I'm not sure why that's considered a Chomer. But that's just that's the up to 30, it's a Chomer on the Eved. Above 30, it's clearly a Kula for the Eved. Okay, I don't know.
So they're learning one way.
Right, exactly. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So now we're talking about a Shor Muad, case of a Shor Muad kills a woman. So Tana Rabbanan. We learn by the Pasuk of Shor Muad, the Hamis Ish O Isha. Amar Rabbi Kiva, the Chimaba Pasuk Zel Lamdenu. What does it mean? Ish O Isha, right? Im Lichayev Al Isha Kish. It's going to teach me that if the short time is Chayev the same way if it kills a woman, if it kills a man. I know that already. Harek Var Nemar. The Pasuk says elsewhere. Ki Yigach Shor Is Ish O Is Isha. I don't even know why I need it at all. But it just, but you're telling me why I need two Pasukim. The first Pasuk already tells me that the same rules apply if it kills a woman as if it kills a man. Ella Lahakish Ishalish. They're making some sort of hekish between a man and a woman, again, to teach us, Ma ish nizak of liyarshav, the shor kills the man, and if it was an obligation, a payment obligation, and the man dies, nizak of liyarshav, the payment obligation for the damage goes to his yarshim, not to her. Af isha nizakeha liyarshah. So to the woman, if she gets gored and there's a payment obligation for her death, that payment obligation doesn't go to her husband, it goes to her yarshim. I thought her husband was her yarshim, but it goes to somebody else, right? Rashi says there, Rashi. Miskel Yorshel, the low libaila. Okay? So the Gemara asks, why? Again, the Gemara's going to mention it, but there's a difference, like we always say, between what's called ra'i and muhsak. Things that you will own and things that you currently own. The husband only inherits things that the woman owns. But future payment obligations, he does not inherit. That's called ra'i. It's the same thing by the Bechor, this is my focus, whether he gets pishnayim in the muhsak, only or also in the roi. So the Gemara asks, the Savar of Akiva lo yaris labal. Rabbi Akiva holds that the husband doesn't inherit her. Vatanya, the pasuk says, vi yareshu sa mikancha bal yoris ishisto to Rabbi Akiva. So he does inherit her. So Amarish lakish lo amar ella bikofer. We didn't say, when do we say, and when does Rabbi Akiva say that he doesn't inherit her? That's only by the kofer, by this kofer payment. If she got killed, the owner has to pay the kofer. And the reason why that the payment obligation is different here and he doesn't yarshin her is however in mishtalim el achar misa v'havle roi. Since this payment obligation is only made post mortem, it's only after she dies. It's not considered muksok. It's considered roi, and he is not yorish her roi. Right? Ve'ein abal notel b'roi kibemuksok. Umay taima. I mean, how do we know that the mechiyav kofar is only made after she dies? In other words, if she's sitting in bed and she's wounded, she doesn't get the kofar. The kofar only gets paid once she passes. Amakra, because the pasuk says, if a hamis isho isha, if it kills a man or a woman, hashor yisakel, the shor again gets stoned, v'gam habalav yumas im kofar yusha salav. And then he has to pay the kofar. I mean, it's only after the death is the kofar mentioned. So the Gemara, okay, you know, we'll stop here because this continues like all the way through Amud Aleph. Okay? We'll stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.